Welcome to the That Healing Feeling podcast. I'm your host, Faith Ashenden, founder and CEO of That Healing Feeling, where we show you how to become a self-healer of mind, body, and spirit through nervous system regulation. Join me and thousands of my other students as I dive into the world of neuroscience, subconscious programming, energetics, and radical self-love. In this podcast, you will learn that your body and mind are meant to heal, and that under the right circumstances, we can experience miraculous healing by leveraging our own internal infrastructure. Let me guide you as we challenge preconceived notions and outdated narratives and dive into the empowering world of self-healing. My intention is that you leave this podcast full of hope and actionable tools. So without further ado, let's dive in. Hello and welcome back to the That Healing Feeling podcast. Thank you so much for tuning in today. I'm so excited for you to hear this very special episode. Before we dive into this episode, I just wanted to remind you that the doors to my signature hybrid program, the Health Transformation Accelerator, are currently open. This is the last launch of 2023. So if you have been listening to That Healing Feeling for a while, or if you're new here, but your primary reason for being here is that you want to self-heal. You want to get your life back. You're tired of letting your symptoms get in the way of your desires, then this is the program for you. This program is seriously the guidebook you should have been born with when you arrived on this planet, right? We all have this innate capacity to self-heal. The problem is the capacity to heal lies right below our conscious awareness. In order to unlock that capacity, we need to bring what is subconscious and unconscious to the surface so we can manipulate it and start to heal ourselves for good. This program takes you by the hand and walks you through beginning to end exactly what you need to do to start becoming aware, to start changing what's lying beneath the conscious mind, and to start regulating the nervous system so your body can get into homeostasis and heal. We have helped thousands of people with the That Healing Feeling method, and we have worked so hard to perfect it each and every round to bring you the very best version of HTA that has ever come to the market. And for the first year ever, we are offering lifetime access to not only the curriculum and all of its updates, but to the live calls. Like, what does this mean? You will literally be able to attend my live coaching calls in perpetuity. And guys, they are always different. This is a lifetime investment. When you join the Health Transformation Accelerator, you are a part of the club for life. We are off social media and in our own private space where a select few of us who are doing the work and evolving our minds are encouraging each other and walking hand in hand for the rest of our lives. So if you are interested in this transformation and you are ready to walk into 2024 a different, more healed version of yourself so that 2024 is finally the year where you achieve what you desire, now is the time to take action. Now is the time to take a bet on yourself. Simply go to the show notes and click on the link for HTA and you can snag your spot today. In the meantime, I hope you enjoy this really fantastic live Instagram recording where we dive into the relationship between your beliefs, your identity, and your capacity for healing. I am taking you deep into the subconscious mind and even into the unconscious mind to help you uncover what might be holding you back from healing and living your very best life. I hope you enjoy. Welcome, welcome, welcome. Got a late start, but we got there in the end. You win some, you lose some. So by popular demand, you guys voted by a significant margin that you wanted to hear about the relationship between beliefs, identity, and
chronic illness and your capacity to heal your chronic condition, whether it's something that's diagnosed or undiagnosed, whether it's physical symptoms or more mental, emotional symptoms. So something I just want to clarify from the get-go is that when it comes to the work that I do, it really doesn't matter to me whether you have a diagnosis or whether there are kind of explained symptoms or unexplained symptoms. It's just irrelevant. So when it comes to the work that I teach, it is all about healing any unwanted sensation. So I'm just going to kind of like caveat this. If you're wondering to yourself, like, how does this apply to me? I guarantee you that if you have an unwanted sensation, this kind of subconscious work is going to be impactful for whatever you're struggling with. So it applies to all of you. So the idea of today's podcast is how you can take your control back. I think that so many of my clients, by the time they come to me, they have tried every supplement, every diet, every detox, every medication, every protocol from Eastern and Western medicine, just like everything out there, right? I've seen it all. And the kind of narrative is that what you need in order to get yourself over the finish line and heal is outside of you. And so whether it be from social media, whether it be from your practitioners or your studies, there is a very common thread that your capacity to heal lies outside of what you currently have. And you're kind of one purchase or one leap away from obtaining this whatever in order to get over the finish line. And that narrative is so deeply embedded within your subconscious mind that you consistently are looking all around you for this like magic thing. And when you see someone who's healed, and I say you, I mean like just generally the way the narrative is now. When people see someone who's healed, they're always saying, what did you take? What supplement was it? What diet was it? What doctor? What thing did you buy outside of you that gave you this capacity? And what I really want to do today is to flip that narrative on its head. So instead of coming on here and saying, you need to have this supplement, you need to buy this thing, whatever, this is all about how I truly believe this, and this is at the crux of everything that I teach, that your capacity to heal whatever it is that's holding you back is all within. So your like next big thing, air quotes, for those who aren't watching this and are listening to this later, is uncovering and awakening the capacity within you already built within the infrastructure of your physical body. Okay? So that's a narrative flip that's really important as we dive into beliefs and identity, because a lot of people are going to think, well, it can't work, right? Because that's just me thinking differently and talking differently, but that's not actually obtaining anything else. And I want to challenge those thoughts, and I want you to become aware of those thoughts, because when you start to challenge the narrative that's deeply embedded within your subconscious, right, those thoughts are going to come up, because the subconscious is very, very committed to staying within what is comfortable and normal. And when you challenge it, it starts to try to kind of fight back. So as these thoughts start to come up for you, just make sure that you recognize them, observe them, and let them fall, because that's what's going to happen as we start to challenge the narrative about healing chronic illness. So today we are going to talk about your identity and your beliefs and exactly how they could be hindering your capacity for healing, and see if this unlocks something for you. So my intention for you today, as you are either listening to this podcast later or you're watching this podcast live, is that you have a light bulb moment, that something is just like, aha, awakened within you as you watch this, and it guides you in making some really impactful next steps that really bring you some sort of healing. So let's talk about the subconscious mind. I'm going to do a tiny, tiny little overview for those of you who might have not heard my lives before, or if it's the first time listening to the podcast. There are three parts of the mind that I teach on. My area of expertise is the subconscious mind, but let's talk about the other two areas so that you're super aware of the part of the mind that we're focusing on. So the conscious mind, right? The mind that we all have as human beings is 5% of our mind. So our conscious mind is our conscious awareness as you're thinking, as you're talking, as you're planning, This is your conscious mind. Now, most of us live our lives thinking that our conscious mind is the mind. We try to heal from the conscious mind. We try to logic our way into healing, and then we wonder why it's not working. This is because the conscious mind is such a small minority at only 5% of what is the mind. The subconscious sits right in the middle. Now, the subconscious is the rest, really, right? It is our beliefs, it's our identity, it's our habits, perceptions, and values. It is all right below our conscious awareness, meaning we are not aware of what's going on there, but the subconscious is informing every single thought and every single action. So it's super important that we start to become aware of the part of our mind that is informing everything we do. Now, the unconscious mind, not to be confused with the subconscious, is the body, right? The body is unconscious, right? The body unconsciously lets you breathe, right? That is facilitated outside of your conscious awareness. The digestion is part of the unconscious mind, which is the body, right? You're not thinking, I'm digesting right now, but it's happening unconsciously. Your heart is beating, right? You're not consciously telling your heart to beat. You're not subconsciously telling your heart to beat. It's unconsciously beating. So we have the conscious mind, which is only 5% of the mind, which is where we live consciously and where we're currently trying to heal, which is why we're not healing. We have the subconscious mind that literally holds 95% of what we are storing in our mind, and it dictates every single thought. And then we have the unconscious mind, which is the body. So we don't want to get the unconscious confused with the subconscious. The unconscious mind is the body. So I am going to help you bring what's in the subconscious mind up to the conscious mind, right? Because it makes sense that if the subconscious mind is guiding 95% of what we think and do, that actually it probably holds the answer to why we're sick, why we can't heal, or how we could heal. And I want to be honest and say it does hold that answer, which is why I work on a subconscious level, and which is why working on a subconscious level is so much more effective than working on a conscious level. So now that you have this understanding, let's hone in on two specific parts of the subconscious mind that we're talking about today. Now, those are going to be identity and beliefs. Now, identity, let's talk about it. What do you identify as, right? So people are going to have lots of different answers. They might be like, I identify as my name. My name is Faith, right? I identify as a mom. I identify as a wife, a husband, an employee of whatever, as an artist, okay? In my community, though, the biggest thing I see people identify as is someone who is chronically ill. And it's either generally I am chronically ill, or it's like I am an anxious person, or I am a tired person. So they're attaching their symptom to their identity. So this is a moment where if you're listening or you're watching, you could just take a second and ask yourself and even write it down. Like, how do I identify? What are my many identities? And are any of these rooted in the symptoms that I am trying to heal? So that's going to be your first red flag, right? Do you identify as chronically ill? And I will tell you this, I learned this personally the hard way, because when I started sharing on Instagram, I was sharing about Graves' disease and SIBO and Candida and mold poisoning and all this stuff. And that was very much my identity, like online with people, like I had to just assume that. And when I healed, it was really difficult. As I was healing, I was like, who am I? And this is one of the biggest things that my clients struggle with. Like, if I'm not this person, who am I? But the first step to healing that aspect of the subconscious is becoming aware, isn't it? And what do we do when we're becoming aware? We're bringing it to the conscious awareness. Again, so this work is taking what's in the subconscious and bringing it to the conscious. The only way that we can manipulate what's in the subconscious that's keeping us sick is to bring it to the conscious mind. Right? So that's why I'm giving you these exercises of, can you write this down? Can you have a bit of self-reflection? And here are the things to look out for. So the identity lives in your subconscious mind. The next thing we're going to look at, and don't worry, I will dive into these with you. I'm not going to just leave you with that, but I'm giving you the overview. The next thing to look at is the beliefs, okay? So these are the two highest levels of the mind, identity and beliefs. And I think a lot of people, they start by looking at their environment, which is the lowest level of the mind. Your environment is important, but it's going to take you a long time to heal if you're constantly just trying to manipulate the world around you instead of thinking about why you do the things you do, why you think the things you think, right? Those are your habits and your thoughts. And both of those come from your beliefs and your identity. So when you tackle the beliefs and identity, you're attacking the root cause. So just like in functional medicine, we talk about the root cause being some sort of toxin or low-grade inflammation, whatever, your beliefs and identity are these subconscious root causes that are hindering you from healing. So we talked about identity, beliefs. What do you believe to be true? So this one is a tricky one, and also I would say a difficult one, because people are very, very married to their beliefs, right? Like, here's the thing, and I want you to become aware of this, because this is going to be critical for you to then manipulate your beliefs. Your subconscious is highly moral. This is an evolutionary function in order to help you survive. The subconscious mind takes everything as black and white for the first 7 years of your life. So if your parents say, this is bad, this is good, we do this, we don't do that, your subconscious is like, right, this is the way that it is. We do this, we don't do that. We believe this, we don't believe that. And it is learning like a sponge, taking it all in, integrating these neural networks that are in the subconscious mind categorically right and wrong. Okay? So your subconscious mind is very moral. So you establish these beliefs that are passed down from teachers, parents, friends, whoever is around you, or even just your life experiences. And then as you grow up and you become a child, a teenager, an adult, you solidify these beliefs, right? So your subconscious stores all the beliefs and it remembers everything from your whole life, because you are not conscious of what is in your subconscious, but your subconscious remembers it all, right? And it's storing all these beliefs below your conscious awareness, right? And you're just going about your day, doing certain things, thinking, why the hell do I keep doing this? Why can't I break this habit? Why can't I make this habit? Why do I always think this way? Why do I always get in the same problems? Why can't I heal? Why can't I change myself? It's because there is some sort of belief within the subconscious mind that is preventing you changing, that is continuing to produce the same thoughts, the same feelings, and the same experiences over and over and over. And it will continue to happen until you make those beliefs come to the top of the conscious awareness so you can manipulate them. So specifically when it comes to chronic illness, beliefs that I tend to see within my clients is, I am going to be sick forever because it's chronic, right? It runs in my family, so it's destined for me. I'm not going to be able to do these things because I'm fatigued, anxious, whatever, right? Here are beliefs that people commonly have. So here's your next sort of like thinking point or homework, if you're serious about it. Write down, ask yourself, what do I believe to be true? Write down your beliefs, be honest with yourself, because whether or not you want to face it is one thing, but you know, if you take the time to listen, at the root of your thoughts, what are those beliefs, right? Those beliefs are what are holding you back from making changes in your life. They stem from your identity, right? And they trickle down and they inform your thoughts and they inform your actions, which make your habits, which make your life. So we're starting here at the top of the mind and we're bringing it to the conscious awareness so that we can start to manipulate what isn't serving us, okay? So it's a bit of a jigsaw puzzle, but you can see how we're starting to kind of move the levers so that you can see changes so much faster. So you've taken a little bit of time to think about your identity. You've taken a little bit of time to think about your beliefs. Now let's talk a little bit about how they impact our perception, right? Because your perception lives in the subconscious mind. So a lot of you are going to come to me and you're going to say, Faith, but my reality is that I'm sick, that I'm tired, that I'm anxious, that I can't eat gluten, whatever it is that you are telling me, you're going to say, this is my reality. Now I'm going to turn it back on you and challenge you to think of reality in a different way. Okay. What we know to be true is estimated that we are being hit with 2 million bits of information in every second. Right now, if you took a pause and you looked around you, how much information do you think you're actually taking in through the senses? 5 to 7 bits of information, I would say, right? So how is your brain deciding what sensory information it's going to allow you to absorb and digest? This is where it gets interesting, okay? The reticular activating system, I'm sure a lot of you have heard of it before, is the part of the brain, write these three words down, that deletes, distorts, and generalizes anything that is not in alignment with your beliefs. One more time, because I want this to sit into the subconscious mind. The reticular activating system deletes, distorts, and generalizes anything that is not in alignment with your beliefs. So you're in this moment right now. You're being hit with 2 million bits of information. You now know that you're not actually perceiving the information that you're being hit with, but that your brain is taking the information in through the senses, and it's literally deleting anything that doesn't support what you believe to be true. And that is how 2, 3, 10, 100 people can be in the very same situation and all interpret it in a wildly different way. Because as human beings, it doesn't make sense, right, for us to consistently be absorbing everything around us in real time. That's not going to help us survive, right? If we're thinking back to as we were evolving in caveman times, right? We need to be able to prioritize what's going to be useful for us in that moment. And everything else is going into the subconscious, and in our conscious awareness is only evidence to support our beliefs. And it makes sense that this would be advantageous for us when we were trying to keep our family alive, right? Because we're back in caveman days. We know that the rustling of leaves means that there's a lion coming. So every time we hear that sound, all we think about is the lion. Even though it could mean 2 trillion different things, our brains are so sophisticated that it helps us hone in on what we believe things might mean, because that is how we survived. So now we're in this modern day and age. We have the same brains as our caveman ancestors, but we're in a modern society where it's not serving us anymore. So we have formed in the chronic illness community beliefs that we are going to be sick forever, that we can't heal, that our body is at war with ourselves, that we can't do that thing because we're not capable, right? And we formed identities as a chronic illness person. We formed identities as it's just hereditary, so this is just my life. And this is what we're telling our subconscious mind. And now we're moving through the world and our mind is deleting any information to the contrary. Its primary directive is to serve us evidence to support what we already believe to be true. So in any given situation, in 1 second, we have 2 million or more opportunities to select a different reality. But our brain is honing in on the one reality that best supports our belief that we are chronically sick. It has the capacity to amplify pain. It has the capacity to create sensations within the body, to amplify triggers, right? To cause epigenetic changes that perpetuate the notion that we can never heal. This is how powerful the brain is, right? And you can take some time to look at pain science and look at the updates in neuroplasticity, only to find how incredibly powerful our brain is when it comes to informing the body and these chronic sensations on whether or not to amplify or to start healing. So this is the relationship between the subconscious mind and the beliefs and identity and our capacity for, well, not even our capacity for healing, but I guess just in our reality. What are we actually seeing? And are we willing to take a second, take a step back and acknowledge the fact that maybe we aren't helping ourselves by holding on so tightly to our identities and our beliefs that are holding us back, that are reconfirming the reality that we cannot heal? So, number one, you've written down what you identify as, right? Number two, you've written down what your beliefs are. Beliefs aren't real. That's the first step to healing your belief system. Because people are going to ask me, they're like, how do I know what's like, how am I going to dismantle this? This is just what I believe. The first step to dismantling your beliefs is to accept the fact that your beliefs aren't real. Whatever your belief is that you've written down right now, or whatever belief is coming up in your mind, detachment is the first way to start to create the beliefs that are in alignment with the healing you desire. So accepting that that belief was made up by someone, and this belief was made up by someone, and maybe this belief was made up by you, but none of them are real. Beliefs aren't real. They're made up by the mind. So whatever you believe about your capacity for healing, that is not real. That is your mind trying to perpetuate a notion that it thinks is keeping you safe. So detachment, number one, is the first step to releasing beliefs that aren't serving you and starting to invite in beliefs that do serve you. The next thing I really want to emphasize is the brain's part of its primary directive as well, right, is to focus on what you don't want. So it's going to sharpen your vision on what you don't want so that you can survive, right? Because if you spent all your time back in the day just la-di-da-di-da, I wish I could find some berries, that sounds super fun, boom, you get eaten by a lion, right? That doesn't work. So our brains evolve to focus on what we don't want, which would be, I don't want to get eaten. I don't want to get attacked. And I'm going to think about that all the time. So I'm always prepared. So I'm always on the defense. And this way I survived. So this is how we evolved to think about primarily what we do not want. So those of us who are trying to heal and doing this work, if I were to ask you, what do you want to believe? Most people don't know. How do you want to feel? How do you want to identify? How do you want to believe? How do you want to think? How do you want to act? Most people only know what they don't want. And the interesting thing about the brain is it doesn't understand don't. So the more you focus on what you don't want, the more the brain is given the instruction to focus on that thing, right? So here we are. This is all subconscious work right now. You identify as a chronically ill person, but you're trying to heal. You believe you're going to be sick forever. You believe that this is your destiny because someone else in your family had it. You believe that your body is fighting itself, yet you don't want to feel like this anymore. So what are you doing subconsciously? One, you're telling a highly moral mind it must obey with the identity that you've given it. Holy shit. You've given yourself the identity that you're a chronically ill person, and now the subconscious mind must create habits and thoughts and values and perceptions that align with that identity. What kind of thoughts is that person thinking? What kind of perceptions of the world does that person have, right? And you believe that you can't heal. You believe that you're going to be sick forever. You believe you're going to be tired forever. So your mind is going to delete, distort, and generalize any evidence to the contrary. So now subconsciously, you only see things that basically provide you that undeniable evidence that you're going to be sick forever, right? You only think thoughts of a sick person, which means you only act like a sick person because your thoughts inform your actions, and your actions create your habits, and your habits create your life. So you're stuck in a loop, right? Trying to heal, taking the medications, eating the food, and you don't understand why it's not working. Yet you identify as a sick person and you believe you're going to be sick forever, meaning you think about it all the time. You think like a sick person, you act like a sick person, your habits are that of a sick person, you are stuck in a loop. On top of that, when you are having thoughts about healing, because the primary directive of the mind is to focus on what you don't want, all you're doing as you're taking the supplement or eating the food or doing the workout is saying, I don't want to feel tired. I don't want to feel bloated. I don't want to have a migraine. Whatever it is you don't want, that's what you're thinking on top of all of this subconscious stuff that's going on. So what's happening? You are actually telling the body to focus on migraine. You're telling the body to focus on fatigue or anxiety or whatever that is that you're dealing with, because the brain, it doesn't understand don't, right? So you can now see what's going on like underneath the surface, like all these moving parts that no one's really talking about. Maybe people are talking about it more now, but there's so much going on underneath your conscious awareness that's keeping you in the cycle. And when you are working on an environmental level, which is really this lower level of the mind, you're pulling all these triggers outside of you. You're eating the right food, which is important. You're taking the right supplements, which is important. You're moving your body, which is important. Like, you're doing these things which are important, but it's taking you freaking ages. And you're not seeing the results you want. And you're wondering, why am I not seeing these results? This is the lowest level of the mind. And as long as you identify the same way, you believe the same things, you'll think the same way, which means you'll act the same way, which means you'll continue on the same habits, and your habits create your life. And until you break that cycle, you're never going to find a way out, right? And this is why a lot of people who come to me, they're like, I found temporary relief in this modality, whatever it was, on the environmental level. However, I relapsed, like, you know, a year later. And this is because of the cycle that I've explained to you now. So it's complex and simple at the same time, right? It's step one is becoming aware. What is dictating the way that I think and the way that I act? Why am I the way that I am? And then when you become aware of these levers, you need to ask yourself, okay, where did they come from? And are they true? And again, the answer to are they true is no, they're not. They can't be, because your mind made them up. So detachment is that first step. And I think, again, being really honest and critical with yourself, like, how badly do you want it? And so what happens when you start to change, right? So this is the work that a lot of people don't want to do. I'm going to be honest with you. They like to hear about it. They think it's interesting. They're like, this is cool. This makes sense. This sounds great. But that sounds like a lot of work. And people are scared to challenge their identity. They're scared to challenge their beliefs, right? Because who am I if I'm not a sick person? Or what does it mean if I do have the capacity to heal? Does that mean that everything I've been told is maybe not completely accurate? Does it mean that this person was wrong? Could it be that I have the capacity to think differently, be different? Can I choose who I want to be? These are questions that are going to come up, right? Challenging your perception of reality is not an easy task. And it is scary, because then you start to question everything. You're like, if this isn't true, then what is true, right? Okay, so this is this whole idea of you creating your own reality, right? Like, the whole point of what I'm teaching here is becoming your own self-healer, is to stop looking outside of you for these answers and to start and just take a second and to start to look inside as to what impact you're subconsciously and unconsciously having on your own reality. So that first step of challenging these identities and these beliefs is very hard and very uncomfortable. And we talked about this at the beginning of the podcast, that the subconscious mind is designed to keep you in your comfort zone. So when you start to challenge your subconscious beliefs, your identity, your values, you get very, very uncomfortable. And this is by design, right? Your subconscious wants you to stay comfortable because it's easier. It wants you to reserve your energy and to free up mental space for survival. So the more you challenge it, the more you're going to have friction internally, that inner turmoil. So that's normal. This whole process of evolving isn't easy. It isn't, you know, we all have those same struggles when we do this work. It's not like the easy way out. People who do this work, they still find it hard, but they're pushing past what's uncomfortable, okay? But it's uncomfortable in a different way. It's not physically uncomfortable. It's just a bit like, ooh, that feels weird, questioning this or questioning that. So what happens then when you start to question who you thought you were? You start to question your beliefs and you realize that these beliefs you were holding on to for dear life don't actually freaking exist anywhere but in your mind. Hopefully, when you do that work is where you start to find your freedom, right? It's where you start to design your life to choose what you want instead of focusing on what you don't want. So this very process that I'm describing to you, subconscious rewiring, is also evolving, right? Because the humans of the past very much had to focus on survival. We had to focus on freeing up mental space to survive. We had to focus on constantly focusing on what we don't want so that we could survive. We had to focus on taking everything as read so we could be super efficient so we could survive, right? And the new day and age, the people who are self-healing are having to make that quantum leap in order to evolve the mind and to realize on a conscious and then subconscious level that we no longer have to live that way. We no longer have to direct our energy and attention onto what we don't want. We don't have to do that anymore because we don't live in that environment anymore. We no longer have to take things as truth. We don't have to take things as black and white. We know now actually our beliefs aren't true, right? So that we can actually choose what we want to believe, that we can actually choose how we want to identify. We have this freedom now. We're unlocking this potential neurologically to start to project a life by design. And this is how we inform the unconscious mind, which is the body. So at the beginning of the podcast, I said, we've got the conscious mind, the subconscious mind, which sits in the middle, and then the unconscious mind, right? Which is the body. Now the body is likely why you're here. That's why you want to heal. You want to change the unconscious mind. But the problem is that the unconscious mind is unconscious. Right? So you're struggling to communicate how to heal, right? So the only way to do that is to start to change the brain, to start to change the subconscious mind, because the subconscious mind sits in between the conscious mind and the unconscious mind. It directs the body. It is the communication between your conscious awareness and your body. That's your subconscious mind. So if you want to tell the body to do something, if you want to start to tell the body to heal, right? If you want to start to tell the body that it's safe, that we're evolving now, there are no lions, it's all going to be okay, you need to start to work on a subconscious level. When you do this work and you start to evolve the mind, so you start to say, actually, I'm going to focus on what I do want. You start to change your beliefs. You start to change your identity. The unconscious mind starts to follow. So if you are saying to the subconscious, actually, I'm going to choose to believe that healing is possible. And like, I'm actually going to believe that, right? Then the unconscious mind, the body, is going to be like, oh, healing is possible. Okay, right? And those stress hormones are going to go down. Those stress hormones go up when we're in survival. But when we feel safe, they start to go down. And the body starts to go back into homeostasis. What happens in homeostasis? We heal, right? So these natural mechanisms that are already part of our, literally like our DNA, right, start to take effect. And how is that happening, this self-healing? We are starting to communicate to the unconscious mind, which is the body, that it is safe to start to heal, that it is safe to feel good. If we identify as a sick person, and that is who we are, we do not feel safe to feel good. Does that make sense? If you identify as a sick person and you're subconsciously like, I am a sick person, then the body thinks, okay, I have to feel sick. It is unsafe to be anything different because that is what your identity is. The unconscious mind is very basic. You know, you give it one instruction or the other. It's either safe or it's in survival. If you're telling the unconscious mind that you must be sick, it will obey, right? So you have the power through the power of thought to bring these processes to your conscious awareness and inform the unconscious mind or the body differently. This is a very high level explanation of subconscious rewiring. very high level. You can see that there's a lot of work that goes into this, but it step number one is like genuinely becoming aware of what you're working with and where you've been working from, right? Have you just been working from the conscious mind? Have you been trying to consistently change your habits and you're like, oh my God, if I could just consistently do this thing, I would have a different life, right? Have you been failing at finding the right practitioner or finding the right supplement or thinking different thoughts and you don't know why, right? That is because you're working with the lowest level of the mind. And because your thoughts and your habits are all stemming from your identity and your beliefs. And without tackling those, you're going to struggle to make a change. I'm never going to say that something is impossible, right? Because that's not true. But I will say that you will struggle to make the change if you don't focus on those levels of the mind. So that is the very high level of how your beliefs and how your identity impacts your ability to heal, how it could be keeping you sick or how it could help you heal. And this is the work that this is like the crux of the work that I teach. How about that? So everything that I teach my clients is rooted in what I've just taught you today. If you can just unpack that, right? That is the key to every single thing that I have ever taught. Of course, there's a lot that stems from that, right? Because like there's a lot of questions, there's a lot of internal work and pushing past the friction that the subconscious brings up or the doubt and the fear, all of that is subconscious, right? All of that is very primitive instinct. Pushing past that when you have symptoms and you're initially evolving because of evolution is uncomfortable, it's hard. So it's not black and white, but in the same way, anyone can do it. So I hope that that was helpful. If you want to do this work with me and this resonated with you, send me a DM that says HTA or go to the link in my bio and sign up for my program. I am launching my last round of 2023 where I will work with you directly to do this work, to rewire your subconscious so you can bring to light what is hindering you from healing and help you get your life back and become a self-healer.
Thank you so much for tuning into the podcast today. I hope you found it to be helpful. I hope you had an aha moment. And I hope more than anything, you have some actionable tips that you can take with you and implement right away. I hope that you can see changes in your life and you start to realize just how powerful you are. In the meantime, if this resonated with you and you were like, oh my gosh, this truly feels like the missing link for me, and you had that light bulb moment within the training itself, I encourage you to head to the link in the show notes and take a look at the Health Transformation Accelerator results, the Health Transformation Accelerator video and curriculum breakdown. You will see that we bring all this information and so much more right to you in an accessible, easy to digest way so that you can start to see changes in your life right away. And if you have any questions that haven't been answered for you, go ahead and DM me the word heal on Instagram and I will get back to you within 24 hours. Thanks so much for pushing play today and I hope that you have a great rest of your day.